God, this Resurrection Sunday, amen. Because truly, amen, as you read there, amen, they did not realize that Jesus was going to rise, amen. But we thank God, amen. Thank God today that Jesus has risen, amen. Jesus has risen, amen. We was here Friday night, amen, for the seven last sin of Jesus on the cross. And we thank God for those seven last sin, amen. Because the one that stands out to me, amen, when Jesus said, "It is finished," amen. It is finished. Amen. We look at it from many times a natural point where Jesus was letting the world know that his earthly ministry was done. But I truly believe when Jesus said, "It is finished," he was letting humanity know, amen, that our reconciliation and our redemption, amen, what God had called him to do, it was finished. Amen. So you and I today, amen, we have hope because it is finished. And I truly thank God for the resurrection. Amen. Death in the grave didn't know it, amen, when he said it is finished. They didn't understand, amen, when Jesus said it is finished, amen. But I truly thank God for his word. Thank God for you today, amen. And this morning, amen, we're going to open it up, amen. Someone this morning may have a testimony, amen, because I truly thank God for being saved and filled with his Holy Spirit. I thank God for having an opportunity to believe in his son, Jesus Christ, amen, because we know many, many, back then and even today, do not believe that Jesus Christ has risen. Because if they believe he has risen, I don't believe they will continue to live the life that they are living, amen. So thank God for that, amen. Anyone this morning have a song? Maybe you have a testimony you just want to share this morning. Amen. Maybe there'll be someone else. Amen. Jesus carried his cross. Don't let him carry it alone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God for this resurrection Sunday morning and giving honor to God, to our pastor, our sister pastor. Everyone is here this morning. Just a blessing to be out here this morning. Kind of run a little late, so forgive me for that. But just thank God for the services on this morning. I always enjoy, like I said, it's a week when you talk about that passion, a week of suffering. And the thing that he endured it right up to the end. And we know what happened on this morning. We just thank God that he did rise on this morning, but that tells us he was the Christ that did his Father sent him down to do. What so one who's acting like there was Jesus, he was the Christ. And by him rising and showing himself for several days after that, that we know we have this opportunity to live so we can see him again.
Amen. Go ahead on that, Deacon Thomas.
You honor God this morning for another day. You've been thankful. And another sunrise service. Everything of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Certainly, it's been good to me. I think about 65 years ago, 1959. I spent all night long on the streets of New York. But when the sun rose up, I've never seen so many people dressed in their uniforms going to church. And I often think about that. And these people around the world give some thanks for this particular day. We should be glad about it. I'm resigned to say, praise be that I should keep it.
Amen. We thank God for the testimonies. Amen. We thank God for his presence. Amen. And we thank God for truly being here this morning. Because I was like Mother Griffin. I was like, hey, I woke up, amen, that God blessed me to wake up, and I was looking for the sun to rise. Amen. And because of the overcast sky, I think I even mentioned it to Evangelist Boone, when we was coming, I said, I don't even see it because of the overcast, amen. But one thing we know, amen, that day when Jesus rose, amen, we know, amen, that it was early, early, early in the morning, amen. And we truly thank God, amen, for his son, Jesus, amen. And before, amen, we go to our message, amen, since our assistant pastor is here, amen, we want him to come in. Said something this morning, amen, and on this Resurrection Sunday, and after that, amen, I will ask Sister Emily, amen, if she would give us a song this morning, amen, so she, amen, prepare her heart and mind to bless us in the ministry of singing this morning, and our musician, amen, after we have heard from our assistant pastor, and then I will come back, amen, with this morning message, amen.
Give unto God this morning. Thank the Lord for another Resurrection Sunday. If it had not been for Jesus arising from the dead, we would have no hope. And I have that hope that one day we're going to go back with him. But anyway, when I was leaving home this morning, even the birds were singing in the backyard this morning. I never heard so many birds singing, so they must have been happy. If not, I know I'm happy to be in the house of the Lord one more time. And I just hope and pray that one day that we'll have a more attendance in our congregation, because Jesus died for everyone. He just did not let us. It's 6, 8, 10 people here tonight. This morning, I'm sorry. But anyway, I'm so happy to be here this morning. I overslept, but I got up moving, and I almost made it for 7. And right now, we just want to thank the Lord for this opportunity, and we pray that the pastor would feed us this morning of the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
With that being said, I'll sponsors him to finish with a song, and after that, the next voice you hear would be that of a pastor, and we'll ask you to rest to your feet.
God, we asking you that you would touch and that you would heal, dear God. God, even we have two of our dear brothers, dear God, right here in our midst, dear God. They're in the hospital, dear God. But Jesus, you said in your word that by your stripes we are healed. And you said healing is the children's bread. So this morning we lift up Brother Johnny Earl and Brother Saul. God, we lift them up before you, asking you for healing this morning. God, we thank you for it. Dear God, those that are in the hour of bereavement, comfort and give peace, dear God. God, and even this morning, we ask you that you would have your way in our service. God, let everything that we do today, dear God, let it glorify you, dear God. And God, we love you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We truly thank God for that song. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. Because of Jesus, you and I, we can face whatever we have to face because of Jesus. Amen. And I like it, amen, as Emily sang, amen. She said, amen, because he lived, amen. We know who holds our future, amen. And when I think about that future, I think about eternal life, amen. That's what I think about when she was singing, amen. He holds our future. He holds eternal life, amen. And I truly thank God for it, amen. And we're not going to be long before you this morning, but amen, as Mother Griffin was saying, and I know others who was here Friday night, amen, really enjoyed those seven layers saying, amen, I really enjoyed seeing the saints of God just come forth and share something about our Lord and Savior. Because that was a difficult night for Jesus. Amen. That's why Jesus rendered those words, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But I thank God for Jesus. Because Jesus showed us a lot during that time. Amen. Even he knew his hour had come. And he said, because my hour have come, he showed us something. He said, I need to go and pray because I'm in this fleshly body. Amen. And the Bible said he prayed so hard that it appeared, amen, his sweat like blood, amen. Because he knew what he had to face, amen. It was going to be a difficult journey. But I just believe, amen, Jesus looked through time. And he's seen you and I. He's seen you and I. Amen. And it helped him. Amen. After praying, amen. It helped him to stay on the cross because he loved us so much. Amen. But he showed us, amen, the significance of prayer. Amen. And just let us know in this day and hour, it's praying time. Amen. Because we're seeing so much go on. That even this morning, amen, we hear, amen, to speak about, amen, his resurrection. And if you have your Bibles, we're going to read a few verses over in Matthew, the 27th chapter, and Matthew, the 28th chapter, because today, I still wonder why this day is so special in the life of the saints. And why each year we as saints of Jesus Christ take this time to reflect and to celebrate Resurrection Sunday. We get up early on that resurrection Sunday morning, and we know, amen, none of us know the exact day, but amen, we get up and we come out, amen, for sunrise service, and then we come back, and we let everyone that can go forth, amen. We let our children come forth with speeches, come forth with songs, amen. Then we sing songs, amen, just to remind us of what Jesus done for each and every one of us. So this morning, when we go to Matthew, the 27th chapter, around that 62nd verse, amen, it's so important as believers, amen, that you and I believe in the resurrection. These words were recorded. Said, now the next day that followed, the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again. Command therefore that the supper be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he's risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. But Pilate said unto them, ye have watched, go your way, make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the substance sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. And then the 28th chapter tells us something. Now this is what man had done. But the 28th chapter said, in spite of all their actions, to not allow the resurrection to take place, it said, in the end of the Sabbath day, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Now remember the last words you and I hear Jesus saying is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now look what has happened. His father, amen, has sent an angel to remove the stone, amen. Say amen. He dispatched an angel to dispatch this heavy stone. To dispatch, amen, the stone that they had sealed, amen. Say, he sent his own angel, amen, to ensure that his son would rise. And say, his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keeper did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. Hallelujah. He is not here. You and I, we can thank God. He is not here. Do you know even today, he's not here? Amen. Because the word of God lets us know he's seated at that right hand, that place of authority. Why is he seated there? He's seated there on our behalf to make intercession for you and I. Hallelujah. He's there, amen. When you and I cry, Jesus, 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 I need some help. He's there, amen, because he's at that place of authority, that place of power. But said, for he is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. So when I looked at this passage of scripture, it's amazing how we as people can look at things. We think about all those people that Jesus had helped, all those people that Jesus had healed. When we read this passage of scripture, who really believed that Jesus was going to rise? Because Jesus told us over in Matthew, the 17th chapter, amen, after he was having a discussion about this lunatic that they brought to Jesus, disciples, to heal. And because his disciples could not heal them, he told them that these only come out by fasting and praying, because his disciples wanted to know. But Jesus would render these words. And guess what? Those Pharisees, those Sadducees, and those scribes, amen, instead of the people that God was using Jesus to heal, he was using Jesus to bless, amen. He was using Jesus in a mighty way. But guess what? They didn't pay attention to these words. Jesus himself said, the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And on the third day, hallelujah, somebody say, on the third day, on the third day, he shall rise again. And say, guess what? All those around him that he was healing and doing all this work, even his disciples, say, guess what happened? They were exceedingly sorrow. Sorrow fell upon them when Jesus said these words. But notice what the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the chief priests and the scribes, look what they did. They went to Pilate because they said, we heard this man by the name of Jesus declare. He declared that he was going to rise on the third day. And if we don't do something about it, guess what? These folks right now that's walking around and following Jesus, amen, say it's going to be worse off. It's going to be worse than what you and I dealing with right now. Think about it now. After over 2,000 years, how many people have declared on Resurrection Sunday that Jesus has risen? How many people can declare that they are saints of God because Jesus has risen? But the leaders feared that Jesus was going to rise because, see, they had something that you and I, sometime, amen, as saints of God, amen, they had something that you and I don't have, amen. See, they had that belief that he was going to rise. They had that belief that said that because Jesus spoke it, it should happen. Why? Because they seen Jesus do some things that, amen, no man had ever done. They heard about Jesus, amen, when he told the storm, amen, peace be still, and made your hand to obey. They heard about Jesus, went down to Lazarus' grave, and after Lazarus had been in the grave for 3 days, amen, they heard, and some of them was right there to see it with their own eyes, because, yeah, they had seen people raised from the dead. But most of the time, guess what? It happened before they believed that that spirit of that person had left, because they believed that after 3 days, amen, the spirit was no longer around you and you could not be raised. But what happened when Jesus came forth and he told Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth? That just reminds me of us in the church. We see God do some great things, amen, but sometimes we don't believe. And you would have thought out of all the people who would have believed that Jesus was going to rise the third day would have been what? His disciples. But his disciples had gone back to doing what they were doing prior to Jesus calling them to follow him. But we thank God for the women, Hallelujah. We thank God for the women, because they may not have believed that he was going to rise. But one thing about when God do something great for you, like he did for Mary Magdalene, when he cast out all them devils out of her, amen. When God do something special for you, you want to do something for him. So Mary Magdalene said, guess what? I know Joseph of Arimathea. I know you went down and you wrapped him in fine clothing. Amen. And you laid him in a tomb that nobody had laid. Amen. But I need to go down here and put some of these fresh spice and anointing on my God. And said when she got down, what happened when she got down? Because you know what the real thing was, why you and I celebrate and why we come out on Sunday morning on resurrection. Because when she got down, she realized that Jesus himself, amen, it was finished. Why was it finished? Because he had defeated death and he had defeated the grave. That's why you and I come to church. This is why you and I believe. This is why we have hope. Because 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, tells us, if there be no resurrection, everything that we do is in vain. But because Jesus got up, and old Mary Magdalene, she heard that angel. He said these important words to Mary. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Hallelujah. Why do you know Evangelist Boone, Mother Griffin, Sister Emily, Deacon Thomas, Sister Daddy, Deacon Jordan, Deacon Broad, Deacon DJ, and other boss, do you know what day? Amen. If you and I continue to serve God, somebody gonna do the same thing. Gonna say, why are you seeking them among the dead? Because I plan on being in that first resurrection, not the second resurrection, but the first resurrection. Hallelujah. Because Jesus have defeated death in the grave. And because Jesus defeated death in the grave, Mother Griffin, I'ma do like Jesus. Amen. When he called me, hallelujah, and I be changed in a twinkling of an eye. I want to look back at death and tell death, hallelujah, now, where is your speech? Where is your victory? Why? Jesus, I'ma live forever. I'ma live forever. Now, in the grave, have been defeated. Thank God. Hallelujah. This is why I'm about to go, y'all. This is why I got to thinking about it. I said, after all these years, you and I still celebrate coming out here early in the morning. Amen. Coming out here church Sunday after Sunday to church. Amen. We coming out here to Bible study. Friday night service. And why? Because of the resurrection. Because Jesus said it is finished. See, death in the grave didn't know what he was saying when it was finished. But he said, it is finished. If they had understood, Jesus was already what? We know him to be what? Not just a healer. But he also, we see him many times, he would prophesy. Amen. He would prophesy right then and there. It is finished. Humanity, your redemption, your reconciliation, it is finished. I know y'all see me. Y'all seen them crucify me. You seen them nail the nails in my hand. You even seen me give up the ghost. Amen. I gave up the ghost. But before I gave up the ghost, amen, I say, it is finished. I put death, I put hell, and I put the grave on notice. But guess what? They didn't realize it. They didn't realize it. I heard somebody talk about he went down there and held a three-day revival. Amen. So those, amen, that he said, amen, was in captivity, amen, he could lead them out, amen. Hallelujah. And we think about it. I just think about that hope that Jesus had given us this resurrection morning. Because one day he gonna come back in the clouds. Oh, and I thank God. I thank God. Because just like Jesus, amen. And I'm gonna close, amen. Just like Jesus, when he appeared unto Mary Magdalene, amen. She didn't know she was talking to Jesus. If you read the scripture, and then he let her know who he was. But then Jesus told her, said, guess what? Mary, you can't come and handle me. See, you can't handle me right now, Mary. Hallelujah, because guess what? Flesh and blood can't go. I'm preparing now to go back to my Father. And I'm going to have to be changed. Amen. Just like you and I. We can't go like we are. We got to take off this corruptible body. We got to take off, amen, this mortal body. And we got to put on incorruption and immortality one day. And God said, the only way that you can do that is through the resurrection. Through the resurrection. And he said, when I resurrect you, amen, you're going to be changed in a twinkling of an eye. But we have hope because Jesus was the first fruit of the resurrection. And you and I know Jesus lived today. He will live eternity. Amen. And just like you and I, even though we have to go by the grave, one day, amen, you and I are going to live eternity with him. We thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ defeated death in the grave. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. We thank God for it. Amen. So as we are preparing our hearts and minds to come back this morning for the rest of our resurrection Sunday service, let us come back with some thanksgiving. Let us come back with some joy. Because it's, you notice the scripture tells us how they were sorry when he first told them what must take place. But when he rose, oh Lord, when he rose, and he met old Peter, and he met the rest of them. Joy. They was full with joy. And then when they seen him going back home, amen, and he told them, amen, said, guess what? I'm now finna send you some power. Amen, I just need you to tarry here. But I'm finna send you that power that's gonna be with you each and every day. Amen, we and I, we have that power. We have that Holy Ghost power. Amen. And just like Jesus, amen, you and I must believe that there is nothing too hard for God. All things are possible to them that believe it. Amen. And I thank God for his son. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But Jesus believed that his father wasn't going to leave him in the grave. He believed, amen, that he was going to rise the third day, because he knew his father had all power. And you and I, we can be assured that one day, because our Lord and Savior has all power, and he has told us that he's going to come back one day for us. Amen. Ain't you glad he has gone to prepare that mansion for you? And he's told us he's going to come back one day. He's going to come back for us. Standing all over the place. Because I'm looking forward to having a blessed time today in the Lord. Amen. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for your son, Jesus, rising the third day. And even though man tried to do everything possible to ensure that your son would not rise, man didn't realize that you was all powerful and that you was all knowing. So you dispatched your own angel to move the stone, and your son Jesus rose with all power in heaven and in earth. Not only did he rise with all power in heaven and earth, you even let the world know that Jesus, he is the way. There is no other name under heaven that we might be saved other than your son Jesus. You gave him a name above every name in this world, every name in heaven, and we thank you for it. Now, God, as we prepare to come back, let us come back, dear God, with a praise. Let us come back with a worship. Let us come back, dear God, knowing, dear God, that your son lives. And because he lives, one day we will live in eternity with him. We thank you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. What I say unto one, I say unto all, he is risen.